All right. Life can be overwhelming and sometimes feels like we can't really get ahead. Anybody feel me on this? There are deep-rooted hurts, fears that consume, doubt, insecurity, distractions, you name it. Life can sometimes kick us right in the patootie, right? And guess what? We can stay here. We can stay in that place. We can sulk. We can dwell on what is keeping us down, what is keeping us from moving forward. And we can honestly let the darkness consume us and live that way. But if you don't want to do that, there is a better way. You can step into the light that Jesus has offered you, and you can be strengthened by his goodness. You can be healed in his presence, and you can walk in the fullness and the abundance that he has for you in this life, because he has that just for you, friends. So if you want to hear more about this, then let's get to it. Hey, hey, beautiful women of God. Welcome to the Kingdom Daughters Podcast. Do you want to be closer to God and be confident in your walk with him? Do you wake up ready to crush the day by putting God first, only to feel overwhelmed and frustrated when you wake up late and skip over your alone time with God again? Hey, I'm Angela. I too was a busy mom trying to find time in the small windows of my day to spend with Jesus. I have felt overwhelmed with life and motherhood, just wishing I could be close to God, be confident in his love, and stop comparing my life to others around me. But my lack of consistency kept me from what I desired most. I finally decided to make time with Jesus a priority, and it was a game changer. I now understand his love for me, can hear his voice clearer, and have grown in my confidence as a mom, wife, and woman of God. In this podcast, you will hear chats about faith, family, and fun systems that will help you grow in consistency in your walk with the Lord. So tune out the chaos in the carpool lane, or go ahead and start your workout, and let's jump in. Hey, hey, beautiful Kingdom Daughter. Welcome back to the Kingdom Daughters Podcast. I'm Angela, your host, and as always, I am so thrilled that you are here. And I hope and pray that you're having an amazingly awesome, fantabulous day. If you are new here, welcome. I'm so glad you found your way here. I hope that this is a blessing to you in some way and helps you grow in your walk with the Lord. For those of you who have been here with me a while, I pray that this continues to do that for you as well, that it doesn't become routine or repetitive, but that you feel like you are growing and moving closer to the Lord each and every time you listen, because that is what I want for you. I want for you to have the fullness. I want you to feel an abundant life. I don't want you to feel in a mundane place or kind of just stuck in the dark where you're not sure how to get out of it. Like, there is freedom for you. There is freedom for you today, friend, through Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for that. So, I'm excited. I'm excited for this conversation today. We're going to be talking about victorious living, how to do that, what God has for us, and just kind of learning a few things from the Israelites today. I've been reading in Exodus, and so I was just wanted to share a few things about what I was reading. Before we jump into that, I have something exciting to share with you. Over the next couple of weeks, 5 weeks to be exact, I'm going to be doing a series called Overcomer. And I'm going to be talking about overcoming life's distractions and basically spiritual disabilities, right? I'm super excited to share some of the ways to be free in different areas of your life that maybe possibly are keeping you from walking a victorious life and being an overcomer. And there is so much great information that I want to share that I'm going to be doing something a little extra for those of you that want to really dig deep and do some extra work. Now, I'm going to be honest, and I'm saying this in love. This is not for anyone who's going to make excuses for why this won't work for you or that you don't have time for it or whatever, all the excuses, okay? This is for the girls. This is for the ladies, the women, the mamas that want to put in a little extra work over the next 5 weeks. Nothing crazy. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to have you doing like all kinds of tons of homework or anything like that. Just a little bit extra to really get free from some of these things that I know are holding you back from really stepping in to the abundance that God has for you. Again, this is not going to be some crazy boot camp where I have you doing all kinds of nutso deep things. This is just one step closer. It's called going deeper. I'm calling it going deeper over the next 5 weeks. And I'm going to be giving daily verses that are going to go along with the podcast that I talk about and the subject that I talk about. You'll be getting extra teaching. So there will be an actual extra podcast/video that you will have access to that will go a little bit deeper into the subject, i.e. going deeper. You'll get some printables for each Bible study each week and some printable tools to help you kind of engage with the conversation on your own throughout the week and get you thinking some questions. Each week will be a little bit different, but so that you can take some necessary steps to move forward in these areas. It's so easy for us to listen to something and be like, wow, that was so great, but then nothing happens. Nothing changes. We don't move forward. And I really want to see you move forward. I don't want to just say the same things or repeat myself or talk about things and then you have no actual growth. Like, my heart for you is change. My heart for you is to move closer to the Lord. I cannot say that enough. For you to understand who you are in the Lord, for you to walk in His goodness and to have an abundant life, because it is available. It may not look like it right now. You may feel like there's no way that's possible. It's possible. I'm telling you right now, it's possible. Okay. God is good. He is faithful and He wants this for you. So I tried to make it as affordable as possible, but at the same time, I wanted you to invest in this so that you really take it serious. And so it's only going to be $27, $27 for 5 weeks of extra goodness that will go along with the podcast. And so I think this is a steal. I think it's a no-brainer if you are wanting to go deeper and you're wanting to step into new things with the Lord and you're really wanting to push yourself to a new place with Him. It's a no-brainer. $27, no biggie, okay? That's like skipping two or three Starbucks for the month, okay? And this is for your spiritual growth. So really pray about it and think about it. If you're interested and you want to invest, you want to take this serious, you want to jump in, check it out. I will put it in the show notes, or you can go to my Instagram and it'll be in my link in bio there. I will also be sending out emails just as some reminders for you. But come on, this is a great opportunity for you to really become an overcomer in so many areas of your life. I'm going to be touching on a lot of different subjects. And some may apply to you. I feel like all of them apply to me at different times in my life. And that is why I feel like as women, there are just certain topics that we allow to keep us from moving forward because of fear or insecurity or doubt, all the things, right? And so this is just a great place. Now, don't feel pressure. And again, this is not for you if you're going to make excuses why you can't do it. This is for my girls that are ready to jump in. So if you're ready, again, go to the show notes or you can go to my Instagram and find the link in my bio there. Okay. So today, again, I wanted to jump into the topic of victorious living with a little bit of encouragement from the Israelites. I've been reading in Exodus recently. And by the way, I just want to highly encourage you in this moment that don't be intimidated by the Old Testament. I think for years and years and years, I was super intimidated by the Old Testament. I was like, oh, this is overwhelming. I don't know where to start. There's so much in there. But just jump in. Start from the beginning. There's some great stories in there. And there's some awesome learning that can happen from the people that are in these stories. Now, some of it is a lot of detail that maybe you might want to skip over, and that's okay. But don't be intimidated by it. God's word is alive and active. I can't say that enough. Just jump in. There's some great goodness in the Old Testament for you to learn from. So, side note. Sorry, that was a little bit of a squirrel. Okay, so here is the lowdown of what's happening here, okay? So the Israelites, right, they were in bondage with Egypt, in Egypt, and Pharaoh had them in bondage. This was from Joseph. So Joseph, right, he gets pulled into Egypt. He was high. He had a lot of, or he was like second to the Pharaoh at the time. And so all the Israelites started, his family moved there, and there the Israelites started to grow. And they started growing so much that years went by and the Egyptians were like, they're taking over. We better put them in slavery. We better put them to work. Otherwise, they're going to take over and kill us, which is silly. But that's what happens when you walk in fear. Okay, you just don't think. So they start putting the Israelites in bondage, and they are in slavery and bondage for years upon years upon years. Then Moses steps into the picture, okay, and he has been appointed to free the Israelites because God has heard their cry and he is coming to free them. So in this part of the story, this is where God parts the water. He takes them out of Egypt. He parts the water so that they can escape the Egyptians that are coming to try to bring them back to Egypt, because the Pharaoh is like, yes, leave, please get out of here, just go do your thing. And then all of a sudden he's like, wait a second, what have I done? They need to come back. I've just given away all of my workers. What am I doing? They need to come back. So he takes his army and he's chasing the Israelites, and God opens the waters so the Israelites can cross through. It's faster for them. And he's showing himself. He is revealing his power to the Israelites, and he is revealing his power to the Egyptians to show who he is and to make his name known. How good is that? He is providing a way. He's making a way for the Israelites, but he is also saying, this is who I am. I am God, and I am the most powerful, and I'm going to free my people. This is happening. Like, you, there's nothing you can do, okay? And that God is just that good. He makes his name known, but he's also like so good in that he's doing that, but he's also freeing his people. And that's where I say there is freedom for you, friend. There is freedom for you. Look at this. I've said this before, but one of the things I always learn from the people in the Old Testament, especially the Israelites, is they were a whiny bunch of people. They were constantly whining and complaining. And even when they see like God's goodness and his faithfulness over and over and over, and they've seen miracles, they're like, what's going to happen now? Well, how are we going to do that? How are we going to eat? How are we going to drink? Send us back. Why'd you take us out of our place? We were perfectly fine, even though they were not, right? They were in bondage and slavery. And that is relatable because we have a tendency to whine and complain, and we forget what God has done, where he has brought us from. But God is faithful. He is faithful. He continues to provide for them, and he continues to speak to them and lead them and guide them. And so my first little note I wrote down was that God is faithful. Even in their whining and complaining, he blesses them and ultimately saves them. This applies to us, right? He is our savior. He sends Jesus, and we have an abundant life because of him. We can have an abundant life because of him. So even in the midst of our whining and complaining, he is still trying to make a way for us to have fullness, to walk in his goodness, to be free. How amazing is that? I mean, seriously, how amazing is that? The second thing I wrote down about this and what I was seeing with God is he provides. He's our provider. Check this out. So in chapter 13, verse 21, it says, by day, the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light so that they could travel by day or night. Okay, now, that's just one example. There's multiple examples in there about how God provides and how he saves them and how he continues to provide food and water and all the things as they're wandering in the desert. But I thought this was really cool. And of course, I've read this before, but God, they get to travel by day or night. Okay, there was no city lights to provide for them, you know. We can travel at night now and it's no big deal. We don't think that through. But you think about being in the desert with no electricity, no flashlights, nothing, just fire, and trying to make a way somewhere and travel somewhere with thousands of people. That's not an easy task, okay? Even doing that with my family alone would be hard and scary. But God provided light for them even in the darkness. So he provided a path, and he led them during the day and at night. So they had the option of when they could travel and when they could move forward 24 hours a day.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ashley T. Lee Podcast. Join me to hear the Bible read line by line and clearly explained. Listen to the Word of God in your car or home or work while it transforms your mind daily. Romans 12:2 says, "Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, which is good and acceptable and perfect." Knowing the Bible can give you peace and joy in this hectic world. Listen weekly to Ashley T. Lee Podcast on all podcast sites.
That just shows that God is providing and continues to provide for us ongoing. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. He is constantly working on our behalf. And when we surrender to Him and we give our lives to Him and we allow Him to lead us, He does. Yeah, He does. It's amazing. It's an amazing, amazing thing. Okay, so God is faithful and God provides. Okay, so quick lessons from this. Okay, so in chapter 13 and 14. Okay, first of all, here we are again. God is providing for them and God's making a way for them. And then all of a sudden, they start to see that the Pharaoh is coming with his army and they're about to come get them again. And they're like panicking. They're like, why, right? Why did you bring us here so we could die in the desert? You know, they're complaining. What have you done to us? What is going on? We're just going to die here in the desert. Woe is me. The Israelites just complaining. And Moses answered the people, verse 13, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." Okay, so a couple of things just from that. And we know the story. Well, if you don't know the story, if you haven't been in church and you don't know this story, God provides. He parts the waters. They walk through the waters. They get to the other side. They walk into the land where they're supposed to be. And He provides a way for them to escape the Egyptians, okay? But in this moment, right, in the whiny moments, in the time where they're like, ah, woe's me, what are we going to do? We're going to die here. Moses has a few things for them. First thing is, stand firm and watch what God does. A lot of times when things come against us and we're starting to see, you know, troubles coming our way, we're financially struggling, we lost our job, our kids are being disruptive, and there's things inside their lives and their hearts that you're seeing and you're like, yikes, this is not good. Your marriage is on the rocks, whatever it is, right? Your school is hard. There's so many things, your friendships. You're starting to see all these things. We give into those worries and anxieties of life and start to kind of partner with this truth that, oh, well, this is my life. I just have to deal with it. Or this is always how it's been. I always have trouble. Why is this happening to me again? And whining and complaining and or just partnering with the idea that this is always going to happen and that's the way it is. Have you ever done that before? I know I have. But Moses is saying here, stand firm. Stand firm. What does that look like for you to stand firm? Standing on the promises of God. You've heard me say that before. Knowing His word and saying, I believe that His word is truth, and I'm going to stand on His promises. I'm going to stand on His word. I'm going to stand on His truths. I'm going to stand firm. And then I'm going to watch what God does. I'm not going to try to make a way myself. I'm not going to try to fix things on my own. I'm not going to try to, move in the things that I think are right. I'm going to stand firm in God's truths. I'm going to trust Him. I'm going to lean into Him. I'm going to believe that He's going to make a way. And then I'm going to get to watch what He does. If you've ever actually done that before, it's pretty awesome. It is pretty awesome to be like, I don't even know. I surrender, Lord. I surrender this to you. This feels crazy. This feels out of control. I don't see how we're going to get out of this. I don't see the other side, but I trust you, Lord. And then you get to watch what God does. We are in a season of change for my family. I've explained a little bit of this before. My husband is, we were pastors for 18 years. Now we're kind of like home missionaries in our area, and we're working on school campuses. It's a organization called Fellowship of Christian Athletes. It's amazing, and we know God called us to it. But in this season, we are missionaries, which means we are raising our own funds. We are, my husband is constantly having to try to raise money just so that we can survive, but also for the ministry itself, which is difficult. It's not easy. But time and time again over the last year, just when we think, and I'm going to cry thinking about it, just when we think we won't have enough money, and just when we start questioning whether we're walking in God's will or not, or we start going, oh, what did we do? We have three boys, you know, who are hungry all the time. We have to live in California, which is expensive. Like, Lord, what did we do? We left a good job, and now we're like walking in faith constantly every day. Right when we start to question, he always provides. Always. And just recently, we had someone reach out, like literally the day we were going, oh man, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing? Someone might reach out to me, and this beautiful couple that we know, and they said, and she said, I just feel like we're supposed to give you something. And she sent us money, and it was like so timely. And I know it was the Lord. That has happened to us over and over and over and over and over throughout our ministry. Because even as a pastor, even though we're on salary as a pastor, we still have needs, right? Throughout many years, we've had multiple beautiful people give things to us, and it's their obedience to God, and he's providing for us through them. It's amazing. And in those moments, sorry, I'm kind of on a tangent right now. We have been able to watch what God does. We have been able to see him move when we don't see a way out, when we don't see how it can be possible. He makes a way. And that is about standing firm in his promises, believing he is who he says he is, right? What I say, and getting to step back and just watch him move and not be a part of it, not have to like control and try to make a way ourselves, but watch him move. The Israelites got to do that because they stood and they waited, and they got to see the greatest miracle ever. God opened the seas for them to walk through. He's so good. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm going a little long, so I'm gonna wrap this up here in a minute. Okay. So the last part is, the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Sometimes we just have to, okay, raise our hands in surrender. Just say, I need to be still in this moment. I need to rest in your presence. I need to trust in you. I need to take a deep breath and not get anxious and not get worried and overwhelmed by the situation. I need to trust in you in this moment. I need to be still and wait on you, Lord, and know that you are going to move. You are going to move. And I'm telling you guys, he is faithful. He is faithful. The third thing they needed to do was be led by him and be obedient. I was thinking about how when he parted the waters, it was probably scary. Can you imagine? You're like, I was supposed to go in there? Like, I'm not really sure about that. That looks a little scary. Like, what happens if the water closes around us? How far are we going to be walking? How far is this? How long is the water going to stay open? All the questions that we always question when God asks us to do something kind of crazy, or he's pushing us into something new, or he's asking us to do something and we're not sure what that looks like, right? And we question, we go, I don't know about that, Lord. I'm not equipped. I don't know. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say that to someone. Am I supposed to encourage them? Am I supposed to step out in this? And God's like, follow me. I will lead you. I will guide you. Be obedient in this moment and see what I can do. And then again, it goes to, he leads them by day and night. He continues to lead them their entire journey. He continues to lead them, and all they had to do is follow and trust in him. And he provided for them day in and day out. He is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He's the same God. He is the same God. He provided then, he provides now. He healed then, he heals now. That makes me think of the song Same God by Brandon Lake. If you have not heard that song, seriously, go listen. It's such a good song. He provided, he healed, he went before. He does that for us now. He is the same God, friend. He is the same God. So trust in him. Trust in him. All of these things led to freedom for them. They get free. They get to walk in abundance. They get to walk in the land and be in the land that was filled with all the good things that God had promised them because of doing these things, standing and watching, waiting on the Lord, and obeying and being led by him. They were able to walk in freedom and ultimately have victory in their lives and in their heritage and all the things. So hopefully this makes sense to you. Sometimes I feel like I have lots of good points and then I go off on tangents and don't make any sense. So hopefully this is an encouragement to you in some way. This is what I want for you. Victorious, abundant life for you to walk in freedom and have these amazing times with the Lord and being able to trust him so deeply that he leads and guides your every step. That's where we find victory, and that's where we can walk in that victorious life. So that is all I have for you today. Remember, you are seen, you are known, you are loved by God, my friend. Believe God is who he says he is. Receive his amazingly awesome and powerful love and walk confidently as the beautiful daughter that you are. Have an amazing rest of your day. And I will see you on Friday for Faith Bomb Friday. Bye now. All right, friend, before you go, really quick, if you've been around for a while and you've been loving the show and you've been listening constantly, first of all, I want to say thank you so much. It means the world to me that you're here. And I just pray that you are continually challenged and blessed by this. But could you do me a favor? Could you go and leave a rating and review? I would love to hear feedback from you. This is one of the only ways I can know that what I'm sharing is actually resonating with you. And it also helps to get the message out there to other beautiful women just like yourself. So if you go to Apple Podcasts, I would love for you to leave a rating and review. That would be amazing. All right, that is all. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day, and I will see you next time. Bye now.